Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Rose. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Angel Salazar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Gibbons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. And now, play ball. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Backman steals second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire strikes out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Hernandez moves to third. Foster moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Hernandez scores. Foster scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Strawberry moves to third. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach strikes out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons strikes out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar misplays the ball. That's an error on Salazar. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground. Raines throws the ball into Little, who relays the ball to Wallach, who tags Gardenhire trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Backman goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little takes first base on ball 4. Rose moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Raines strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Rose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Strawberry moves to third. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks is walked intentionally. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbons takes first base on ball 4. Brooks moves to second. Greg Harris now pitching. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gooden hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Salazar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire strikes out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. Salazar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Greg Harris. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Delone for the out. Salazar moves to second. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Little hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salazar moves to third. Rose moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. Salazar scores. Rose moves to third. Little moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose scores. Little scores. Dawson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallach is hit by the pitch. Dawson moves to third. Carter moves to second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Dawson scores. Carter moves to third. Wallach moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Mets. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a line drive towards short. Gardenhire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dan Schatzeder now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Craig Swan now pitching. Dan Schatzeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzeder strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little misplays the ball. That's an error on Little. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gibbons hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Little covering, for the out. Brooks moves to second. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schatzeder, and towards Little, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Angel Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar strikes out. Gibbons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Salazar out. One out. Dan Schatzetter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schatzetter is 0-for-1 in the game. Schatzetter strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Thomas pinch runs for Pete Rose. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Little takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Thomas now playing left field. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzetter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Mets. John Gibbons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gibbons hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco takes first base on ball 4. Gary Lucas now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Expos 6. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Oquendo now playing shortstop. Ron Gardenhire now playing second base. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Montreal Expos, 6. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.